Back now with Day to Day. Summertime is usually a time for light reading, but if you're up for a little nonfiction, you may want to consider picking up a book about personal finance. There's plenty of them out there, even guidebooks based on your sex, your age, and your relationship status. Here to talk about which book might be right for you is Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
I was surprised. I had no idea that there were all these specific books out there. Why are there so many of these gender, sexuality, race-specific money advice books?
Authors are looking at a way to stand out from the crowd. So they target their books to a particular group. And for many cases, that's great. I mean, single mothers have different issues from couples. People who are living together have different issues from, say, a married couple. A lot of these books try to tackle those particular issues that relate to that group.
You mentioned the issues being different. Is the advice different, too, let's say, for a single mother compared to a gay male couple?
Much of the basic stuff is the same. Save, don't live beyond your means, those kinds of things. But say if you're a single mother, you may need more insurance for yourself because if you pass away, you need to have something for your children. If you're in a situation where you're living with someone and you pass away, they may not need life insurance on you because they can handle the expenses on their own. So that type of advice, you know, insurance, medical insurance, how much you need to save, those kinds of things can vary.
I understand you might have some motivation in this conversation. You yourself have written one of these very specific books?
I have. My second book is called Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich. And it's targeted towards women. Obviously, the first half of the book is targeted towards single women because I wanted to point out that women have a particular problem because they often outlive their men, whether they're married or not.
Yeah.
My husband says because we nag them to death. But the fact of the matter is most women are going to end up handling their finances by themselves because they either were never married or they were widowed. And so there's some particular advice for that. Lots of times women aren't as aggressive in finding out information for themselves when it comes to their money. And when it comes to, say, for example, African-American women have a significant economic issue in many cases. For example, half of African-American women are just getting by, living paycheck to paycheck. 41% of African-American women households earn less than $30,000 a year compared to about 33% for all women. So there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed to tackle that. And so that's what my book does. But there's a great book called Nice Girls Don't Get Rich, 75 Avoidable Mistakes Women Make with Their Money, in pointing out the particular mistakes that women make.
You mentioned married couples. There are, of course, a lot of couples out there right now who aren't married, but they're living together. And apparently there's a book for them, too. It's called Money Without Matrimony. Why would unmarried couples living together need specific advice?
Because if you're not married, you don't have some of the same protections as a married couple in terms of taxes, in terms of Social Security. And so there's some things that you need to do specifically to protect yourself, like having a cohabitation agreement, making sure absolutely you have a will. If you are in this situation, this is a great book to sort of walk you through the things that you need to do to protect yourself financially.
Michelle Singletary is Day to Day's personal finance contributor. She writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.